Former University of South Florida professor Samuel Arian was formally arraigned today in federal court in the Eastern District of Virginia. Last Thursday, Al Arian was charged with 2 counts of contempt of court, stemming from his refusal to testify before a Virginia grand jury. Al Arian's daughter, freelance journalist Layla Al Arian, was at Monday's arraignment in Alexandria, Virginia, and said that the judge is considering releasing Dr. Samuel Arian on bond while he is awaiting trial on contempt charges.
It wasn't a surprise because we already read the indictment and we knew what was coming, but it was basically 2 identical counts of criminal contempt for not testifying. We did discuss, our attorney, Jonathan Hurley, talked about the plea agreement and the fact that my father should have been released rather than indicted on anything. And so that was briefly mentioned. Also, we discussed the possibility of my father getting bond since he's been in this country for so long. He's not a flight risk, and he's a valuable member of the community. And he also has children who live in the Virginia area. So for all of those reasons, we believe we have a strong case to get bond.
Layla Al Arian said her father was transferred Monday out of the custody of Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE. Sammy Al Arian had been in ICE custody since he finished serving his sentence more than 2 months ago. He was awaiting deportation to Egypt.
He was actually transferred to the Marshals Service today because he's no longer in the custody of ICE.
Temple Terrace resident Melva Underbaki, a member of Friends of Human Rights, drove to Virginia to attend Monday's hearing. Full disclosure, this reporter is a former member of Friends of Human Rights. Underbaki said that Sammy Al Arian looked like he is still not yet fully recovered from his 2-month hunger strike earlier this year.
I guess the mood is kind of somber. I know when Dr. Al Arian was brought into the courtroom, the first thing that I noticed is he just looked kind of thin and pale. Of course, he'd been, on a 60-day hunger strike not long ago, but I guess he hasn't gained too much weight yet.
The judge at Monday afternoon's hearing was Leonie M. Brinkema. She is a Bill Clinton appointee and presided over the trial of Zacharias Moussaoui. As she sentenced him to life in prison, Brinkema told Moussaoui, "You came here to be a martyr and die in a great big bang of glory, but to paraphrase the poet T.S. Eliot, instead you will die with a whimper." Underbaki said that the judge seemed to be thoughtfully considering whether to release Al Arian on bond.
She acted, very reasonably and favored Jonathan Turley asked that he be released on bond before the trial, and he suggested that he could have electronic monitoring, and she, seemed very reasonable, and she's considering that. But I think, as Layla mentioned, deja vu, as these judges have seemed reasonable in the past, but what the expected outcome doesn't happen, so we'll see.
The assistant U.S. attorney who called Dr. Al Arian to testify before the grand jury and who signed the recent indictment is Gordon Kromberg, who has been accused by many attorneys of having a bias against their Muslim clients. Underbaki said that Kromberg argued in court on Monday against granting Samuel Arian bond.
He kind of has a history of bringing these indictments against in this kind of a case where the defendant is acquitted, but then he'll bring them before grand juries and then people will be held for civil contempt. And he's actually shown some bias against Muslims with his comments that he's made. And so he was, his point about Sammy being released pre-trial was that, he's agreed to be deported and he's ready to go to Egypt. Turley's response to that is that Sammy can't go anywhere because he doesn't have travel documents. The government's holding his travel documents. I'm hoping he gets released on bond. He's been in jail now over 5.5 years, even though the jury thought he was innocent. So, in all fairness, the judge should give him bond, so I'm hoping for the best.
Layla Al Arian said that she hopes that the trial will be fair.
It will likely be a jury trial, and we're hoping that we'll get fair jurors who will see that this is just a vindictive act by the government to punish him for his acquittal. He's already been acquitted in Tampa, and we're hoping that he'll be acquitted again and he'll finally be able to rejoin his family.
The contempt of court trial of Samuel Arian will begin on August 13th in Alexandria, Virginia. You can learn more at freesamynow.org. And Sammy is spelled S-A-M-I. For WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.